This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. More than 10,000 workers at 77 King Superstores across the Front Range went on strike this morning. Connor Hall has worked at the deli counter at a King Supers in Boulder for more than 7 years.
I think anyone who's been shopping in the stores has seen a massive decrease in the amount of staff in the store. And that's not resulted in a decrease of work on our end. Mm-hmm. So we're working harder. We're doing the work of 2-3 different people. We're working faster. We're working less safe.
According to union organizers, the grocery giant has hired hundreds of temporary workers to offset the impact of the strike. No negotiations are underway. A proposal in the state legislature would let Coloradans worried about their mental health place a voluntary freeze on being able to buy a gun. The bill would make Colorado the fifth state to set up a do not sell registry to try to prevent suicides. Jeannie Mack is a psychiatric nurse practitioner who lives in Fort Collins. She's an advocate for the measure.
This idea of creating space and distance from lethal means, we know that that helps save lives. This is a self-control mechanism to protect oneself from their future self in crisis.
Max says her experiences as a Navy nurse and from working with young people prompted her to contact state lawmakers about the proposal. Children's Hospital Colorado says it will no longer prescribe puberty blockers and other hormone-based gender-affirming care treatments. The change is in response to President Donald Trump's executive order aimed at halting gender-affirming medical treatments for children and teenagers under the age of 19. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.